Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser. B-Migs, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Migs? I know Mike from Olympia is. Mike, are you there?
I'm here.
Mike, did you listen to the cheat sheet on the men's room at 5:40 yesterday by chance?
I did not. I'm going blind.
Okay. Nah, very honest man. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Bye-bye.
If you're playing along at home, Mike from Olympia will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Go ahead.
After cheese, what is the most popular pizza topping in the U.S.?
Pepperoni.
Correct. According to Greek mythology, anything King Midas touched turned into what?
Gold.
Yes. What 90s year did the first Got Milk commercial air?
91.
No.
92.
No.
96.
No. Which natural hair color has the most hair follicles?
Blonde.
Yes. The highest paved road in the United States can be found in which state?
Repeat that.
The highest paved road in the United States can be found in which state?
Colorado.
Correct. How many World Series did the Yankees win in the 90s?
4.
No.
2.
No.
3.
Yes. According to the Zodiac, what is the ruling planet of Sagittarius?
Oh, pass.
What do you call a word, phrase, or number that is the same forward and backward?
Pass.
What decade was The Wizard of Oz released?
30s.
Yes. Which colorful sea separates Western Asia from Northeastern Africa?
The Red Sea.
Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. A fine score, Mike. Ooh. In he walks.
Uh-oh.
I know. Uh-oh is right.
Uh-oh.
Here he is.
What? Jeez,
Steve,
you sound like when I get home from work. Oh, here he is.
So much enthusiasm.
Thanks, Tatum.
Are you ready, Steve? What is the most popular pizza topping in the U.S. after cheese?
Pineapple.
No.
Come on.
Pepperoni.
Yeah. According to Greek mythology, anything King Midas touched turned into what?
Gold.
Yeah. What 90s year did the first Got Milk commercial air?
Let's go 1998.
No.
1997.
No.
1996.
No. Which natural hair color has the most hair follicles?
Brown.
No.
Blonde.
Yes. The highest paved road in the United States can be found in which state?
Hawaii.
No.
Alaska?
No.
Colorado.
Yeah. How many World Series did the Yankees win in the 90s?
4.
No.
5.
No.
6.
No. Damn. According to the zodiac, what is the ruling planet of Sagittarius?
That would be Jupiter.
It is.
What?
What do you call a word, phrase, or number that is the same forward and backward?
An anagram?
No.
Amagram?
No.
Cinnamon?
No. Yeah, what decade was The Wizard of Oz released?
The 40s.
No.
The 50s.
No.
The 30s.
Yes. Which colorful sea separates Western Asia from Northeastern Africa?
The Red Sea.
Yes. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 correct. And that is a tie.
Oh.
7 all. Oh. Nice work, Mike.
Yeah, not bad for my first time playing, I guess.
Hell dude, yeah, play again sometime. I bet he'll beat you next
time.
Don't
encourage that.
Let's see. The 90s year that the first Got Milk commercial aired, 1993. Those were classic.
Yeah.
The number of World Series the Yankees won in the 90s, our friend knew it was 3.
3.
And a word, phrase, or number that is the same forward and backward is a palindrome.
Palindrome.
I know. It. Nice job, Steve Miggs. Another chance to play Beat Miggs will come up at 8:50.
The Daily Miggs Show.
Western Washington is dealing with some major flooding. If you have been impacted by it, we would love to hear from you and see what's going on in your world. The number is 206-803-ROCK. Call in now and let us know what's going on with you if you're being impacted by the flooding. 206-803-ROCK. And we'll take those calls after Foo Fighters. The flooding happening in Western Washington is the type of flooding that some people only see once in their lifetime. 300 National Guard members will be on the ground assisting in evacuations from today. So we were just wondering how our listeners are being impacted by all of this.
Yeah, because you go on social media, you're just scrolling and all the news reports and all the just the firsthand accounts. You just see how this flooding is hitting so many people. And it's just, this is the most I've ever seen.
Same here.
Yeah.
206-803-ROCK. Matthew, you are displaced right now from where?
From my home.
And where is your home?
In Sultan.
In Sultan. Okay. And so where are you? And now where are you hunkering down?
Oh, I got friends all over. So I'll be probably bouncing around. But, my family's mostly in Edmonds, but that's a long travel. So I'm trying to stay out on this end.
So at what point did you realize, okay, I got to get out? Because, I mean, we were talking about this before we started the show. It's like, the party's like, I don't want to leave my home. But there does come a point where you're like, I got to cut my losses and I got to step out.
About 2 inches of water across the floor.
No.
I wanted to wait, though, till the last minute just because of pets, and I had to turn the main off before I left.
Right.
And on all that. So, I knew it was inevitable, but, I just wanted to be there right to the bitter end to double-check everything, to make sure that what could get wet, and what I wanted to get up in the air or off the floor could, and whatnot.
Matthew,
and last vacuum of the rug.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's going to get cleaned anyway.
I respect it.
You want to make sure it looks good and clean when it gets doused with water, right?
Yeah. So, and then been hanging out watching the Sky Comish do its thing. They've closed more roads this morning. It came up again overnight. I'd say 1/4 of Sultan downtown's flooded.
So, Matthew, how long have you lived in Sultan, and have you experienced flooding, anywhere near this before?
Near this, no. I experienced flooding here. We had a good one in 2020 that was right up there. Everybody talked about, made the news, but that's nothing compared to this one. This is a once-in-a-lifetime. This is definitely storm of the century. I mean, Duval right around the corner from us, they're landlocked this morning. You can't get in and out of Duval at all.
Yeah, I know. Like even yesterday, it was an ording. My wife sent me the news story, and it's just like, it's crazy how they call the evacuation. It's just go now. Like they're not even like saying, hey, pack up your stuff, get everything in order, get all your ducks in a row. It's just like, get the hell out of your house now.
Yeah. They had the police in a little kayak yesterday cruising around the streets, making sure that the houses were empty and people were getting out, and elderly people and people with, four-wheel drive trucks. We're going around driving up to right up to the house porches, to help the elderly people and stuff.
That is such a surreal visual of like a police officer in a kayak in a neighborhood just trying to tell people to get out of their house.
I can't even imagine.
These
videos, they just keep coming from every corner of Western Washington. So if you're like Matthew and you're displaced, we send you all the best and stay safe out there.
It was even crazy. Like, Fort Town was shut down yesterday and just like different areas in Puyallup when I was driving. Because, unfortunately, I'm up on a hill, but like in some areas, like that are just a few blocks from us. Like, I'm driving on the freeway and it's like everyone's slowing down because everyone's taking a look at what the Puyallup River is looking like right now. It's just bonkers.
So crazy. Everybody be safe.
And you said, like, your sister right now is dealing with some stuff outside of her home where there's, like, a body of water that was never there before.
The Cedar River is, like, near their backyard, but the Cedar River has moved into their backyard now, which is wild. And then right down the street from us down in Sylvania, the roadway just looks like a river right now. So all those businesses. My poor weed shop.
Oh, gosh. We will rebuild.
My poor weed shop.
You sound like me yesterday. I pulled up to my coffee stand. I usually get coffee at a Rescue Me, and then there's a sign that just says, hey, closed due to flooding. I'm like, you ought to be kidding me. Now it's impacting me.
It's everywhere. So just be safe and make good choices, folks.
Yeah, and then at that moment, I'm like, I really need to, like, tone down the anger about this. Other people losing their homes. I didn't get my Americano.
Poor you, right. Steve.
The Daily Mix Show.
This is the end of an era, Rockaholics. We have learned that Wild Waves is going to be closing after the 2026 season. One final summer at Wild Waves.
I saw first the story. I'm like, did they get hit by the floods? And I was like, oh no, this is worse.
Everyone is chatting about it online, which means we, of course, have to go straight to the comments at 8:20.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Yesterday, we learned that Wild Waves will be having one final season in 2026 before permanently closing.
Say it ain't so.
Truly the end of an era, and this is the King 5 report on it.
Some sad news to share. Wild Waves theme park in Federal Way has announced this next season will be its last. The park will open May 23rd of next year and close for good November 1st.
For good?
November 1st?
Yeah.
What happens in October?
But they did a Halloween thing.
Do they?
Yeah, they had like a Fright Night kind of a thing.
Fright Fest.
To be honest with you, that's the only time I've ever been to Wild Waves. I had to work an event, and I was working it for a Halloween thing. That's the only reason why I know they do a Halloween. I've never been to Wild Waves in the summer.
Well, this is the year.
It is.
November 1st. Officials say that the rising costs post-COVID have hurt them financially. The park plans to celebrate with special promotions and themed events.
Yeah, I'm part of the problem. I guess they've lost like millions of dollars.
But many have thoughts on Wild Waves closing, and some wanted to share some of their favorite Wild Waves memories. So let's go straight to the comments.
So I was trying to find someone that could read these comments. And I was like, you know what? What's that?
I hope that you pick the person I'm thinking of.
And who's that?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Damn it. Where were you when I was trying to figure this out? Somebody even said, I hope it's Sean Penn, Fast Times at Ridgemont High. I'm like, man, I did try and find a Sean Penn voice. I was thinking the same thing. I didn't even think about SpongeBob, but I decided, you know what? They're about to close. They're close to 50 years in existence. So I went with the number 50.
I don't know what you're talking about.
50 Cent.
Oh, Fitty.
We have rapper 50 Cent.
We pronounce it Fitty.
Well, that's how you probably pronounce it in Stanwood, but in Puyallup, we say 50. So here's Robot 50 Cent, or maybe we'll call him 50 Cents, reading some of the comments from people that decided to share their memories and frustration with the fact that Wild Waves is going away. Ready for the first comment?
Yes.
My first job in 1988 was at Wild Waves. If I served you a Wharf burger, I sincerely apologize.
A Wharf burger?
Is that what they call it?
I didn't know that, Danny, but that's a great name.
You've been to Wild Waves probably more than any of us in the last few years. Granted, definitely more than me.
We go once a year at least. At least, and usually once a year. I buy the season pass every year. We go one time.
Have you eaten there?
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Have you ever had the Wharf burger?
I don't know if we've had the Wharf. We usually do the, we're the fancy ones that did the cabana and they just bring us our burgers, but we never knew what they were actually called.
He gets caviar. Well, he's at Wild Waves.
Very fancy.
Oui, oui.
No more peace, melon water rise. Oh, darn.
Oh, did the water smell like urine?
Okay.
I mean, I feel like that's part of my memories from my childhood.
I guess it's a giant child's toilet.
There's so many children there. Like, that's not surprising.
Right, and there's never a line at the bathroom.
No. Ew.
Very curious.
So, no more half-broken rides, seagulls stealing your fries, or that one kid always puking after Timber Hawk. Truly the end of an era.
Truly.
So that's their big roller coaster.
Yeah.
Have you done it?
Oh, yeah. That's a big wooden one. It's fantastic.
I love a wooden roller coaster. Okay, we have to go to Wild Waves before they close.
Absolutely.
Yes. We should throw a party there.
In.
What? Like a summer-themed water park party?
Can we?
Maybe a t-shirt to go with it.
Or like we could give away beach balls and we could be like, let's go balls out at Wild Waves.
Yes.
Or we just go beach ball and a t-shirt. It might be easier to do.
Or both.
Okay. The first time I ever did coke, it was at Wild Waves. Second time, too.
Well, I didn't know that was going on at Wild Waves.
I mean, they do have a pretty decent bar there.
Is that what they mean by their fast pass?
I guess so.
Yeah, right.
Imagine being all hopped up on coke at Wild Waves. That sounds like a terrible idea.
I don't think I would like that at all.
I know a lot of couples that got pregnant after visiting Wild Waves together.
Wait, we're doing coke and we're impregnating people?
Wow.
Danny, you're doing Wild Waves wrong.
Apparently.
I touched my first boob in the Lazy River. R.I.P. Wild Waves.
That sounds like a party.
Wow.
Why aren't they marketing it that way?
We definitely need to do a party.
If you want to touch some boobs, come to Wild Waves. Yeah. The Lazy River, that's where it's at.
Last time we went there, it was so... We waited literally like 45 minutes for a water slide. And I was just like, you know what? We're not coming next year. But now we got to go.
Going to make for a sick spirit Halloween store.
Oh, I don't think you can turn Wild Waves into a spirit Halloween.
Can that be the first one?
It'd be amazing.
The spirit water park?
Wow.
I've had some fun times there, but the place was a dump. It was actually pretty damn gross. I remember years ago some guy drowned in one of the pools, apparently after hitting his head on the bottom. And no one saw him for a while because the water was so cloudy.
Well, that's rather dark. You said you had great times, and then you share a story about somebody dying.
I don't remember that story. Do you?
No.
Oh.
Maybe you hit your head, too. God. All right, we have one more comment about Wild Waves. Are you ready?
Yes.
I'm glad it is closing. My daughter got pregnant at Wild Waves.
What?
Well, don't blame the water park for that. Blame the water park of a man.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I thought you were at least going to go with, like, blame Federal Way.
Blame the daughter. I don't know. It's the water park's fault that she got pregnant.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Rest in peace, Wild Waves.
And we're definitely doing a party there.
Yeah, we're going to get blown and pregnant.
Okay. I will stand on this with both feet. We are definitely doing a party there.
Let's go.
The Daily Mix Show.
Tomorrow, we're doing a party. Unwrapped an acoustic holiday, and there have been a handful of tickets for $55 that have just been released. And then you can go see Brent and Zach from Shinedown, The Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Mammoth, Hollywood Undead. And there's even a pre-funk happening at Tony V's with the Men's Room, 21 and over. They'll be broadcasting live from 2 until 6, so stop by before the show and hang with us as well. Get all the details and snatch up those $55 tickets at KISW.com. Pop culture just never slows down, and there's so much information out there that it can be a little bit overwhelming to process. So we have broken it all down, and we have found out what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending?
Yesterday, 44-year-old Philip Rivers, a grandfather, did a press conference to chat about how he has signed with the Indianapolis Colts. He has not played since 2021 and somehow might be starting this weekend against the Seahawks.
What are their options?
There's not a lot of options because everybody's getting hurt. So will he start in Seattle this Sunday? This is Philip talking about that.
If that's where it goes, I'll be ready to go. I mean, I'm preparing like that. Got some good memories in Seattle, but some not so great. And I know how good that stinking team is and how well they're playing right now. So, you know, me at 30 years old, me at 44 years old, going to Seattle and winning in 2025 in week 14 or whatever it is going to be tough.
Yeah.
I would think it's going to be very tough when you're playing one of the fiercest defenses in the NFL right now. And you got to hope. I mean, he's got to have a massive pep talk with that offensive line.
Yeah,
like, guys,
don't screw this up for me.
I have children, a lot of them. I have a wife who will be very mad at all of you, and some grandchildren as well, or a grandchild.
Craziness.
I'm so curious to see how this is going to go.
I'm excited. I mean, I really want to beat them, like, bad.
I'll be very angry on Monday if the Seahawks end up losing this game. But, you know, that's why you play the game.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear about Russell Wilson?
Yes.
He's now going dark. Which I don't know if that's like a Batman thing or what's going on, but yes, Mr. Unlimited. Just put up a post on social media. Now, somebody made a post on social media that was like, I showed some footage of him back when he was with the Seahawks and said, you know, prime time version of Russell Wilson would be the best quarterback in the NFL right now. He was so good at that time. And I think a lot of us agree he was just a phenomenal quarterback for our Seahawks. And then Russ decided to make a post on there saying that he's going to go dark and get back to balling. I don't know what that means necessarily because, I mean, you know, he's the third string quarterback, I believe, for the New York football Giants right now. But maybe he'll get another opportunity with a different team that won't be New York.
Mr. Unlimited.
I did see some people that were like photoshopping him in a Indianapolis Colts jersey.
No.
Like, Giants, just let him go so he could go to Indianapolis and give them a chance. But who gives them a better shot, Mr. Unlimited or Old Man Rivers?
Oh. Honestly, I kind of think Old Man Rivers. I mean, again, he knows the offense that they run. You know, he's ready for this. I don't know if Russ is.
Since Russ left the Seahawks, I don't know if he knows the offense that he's been running with Pittsburgh, with Denver, or with New York.
The Powerball jackpot has climbed up to an estimated $1 billion. Oh, no. Nobody won the grand prize in last night's drawing. Did you get your tickets, Steve?
No, but I now need to.
Yes.
It's time.
It's time to change our lives.
Yes, it's time to win a bunch of money. Are you doing it today?
I always put my husband in charge of that. He'll probably do it.
Well, if you do win the lottery, then it's time to dump whoever you're with. No offense to Brad. But today, it is December 11th, which I guess is considered to be the most popular day of the year to break up with your partner. And the reason why they know this, they checked analytics from Facebook status changes. And it happens the most today, December 11th, when people change their relationship status.
I wonder if it's just because it's far enough away from Thanksgiving and Christmas equally. You know, it's kind of right in between those two big, you know, fall, winter holidays.
Do you think it's like they're like, I am so close to Christmas that if I wait another day, it's kind of a douchey thing to do to end the relationship. And as somebody who did end a relationship, like, days before Christmas.
Ooh.
I did not feel good about it, but I also knew I did not want to celebrate Christmas with this person. I was at that point where I was like, I'm done, Dundee.
Well, and a lot of times, like, you have to order by tomorrow to get it by time for Christmas. So a lot of people are like, man, I really don't know what to get her. That's probably time to just break it off.
End the relationship.
Yeah.
Or they're like, crap, payday's coming. I don't want to waste my money on this person.
Today's the day.
So if you're thinking about ending a relationship around the holidays, today is the day to do it.
Oh. Sorry in advance to all those people that get their hearts broken.
Happy holidays, everybody.
The Daily Mix Show.
There is one more opportunity today for someone to beat Steve Miggs.
Some people call me
Mr. Unlimited.
No one calls him that. 389 wins, 131 losses, 106 ties on the year so far. And you can call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Mr. Unlimited at 850.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills. But you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.